With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. We still have hope. We still believe. The words of today's show co-host Savannah Guthrie. New video posted to Instagram as the agonizing search for her mother Nancy goes on after more than 2 weeks.
I wanted to say to whoever has her or knows where she is that it's never too late.
DNA from a glove found near Nancy Guthrie's home is now being analyzed. Authorities want to determine whether it was worn by the masked armed man seen in a door cam video on Nancy Guthrie's front porch the night she disappeared. President Trump's border czar describes as small the security force he plans to keep in Minnesota.
More than 1,000 immigration agents have left Minnesota's Twin Cities area following weeks of protests. And hundreds more will depart in the days ahead as part of the Trump administration's drawdown of its immigration enforcement surge. That word comes from White House border czar Tom Homan. He tells CBS has faced the nation, a small security force will stay for a short period to protect remaining immigration agents. And he says they will respond when agents are out and get surrounded by what he calls agitators and things get out of control. I'm Julie Walker.
Iranian state media reports Iran's top diplomat is traveling to Geneva, where the second round of nuclear talks with the U.S. will be taking place. An oil tanker linked to Venezuela has been seized by the American military in the Indian Ocean. The vessel was tracked from the Caribbean, apparently transporting sanctioned Venezuelan oil. It is said to have departed Venezuela on the same day that the U.S. captured Venezuelan dictator Nicolas Maduro. This is SRN News. Another warning about gambling.
This one comes from USA Today, which has been doing research into the emerging data we have on legalized gaming in this country. And it concludes that 30% of 11 to 13-year-old boys and 41% of 14 to 17-year-old boys have bet on sports in the last 12 months. They all use legal betting apps in the states where they live, despite the fact they are underage. 31 states have legalized sports gambling so far. Others may do so this year. Michael Harrington reporting.
The former U.S. Ambassador at Large for International Religious Freedom is issuing a warning. Testifying before a congressional committee this month, Sam Brownback said that China is leading a surge in persecution around the globe. He points to Beijing's sale of surveillance technology to dictators in Asia and Africa who use those devices to restrict religious freedom. He says there's an alliance of nations that sees religious freedom as the greatest internal threat to their dictatorial control. SRN News. A last-lap crash led to a marquee owner's first victory in NASCAR's biggest race.
Tyler Reddick won the Daytona 500 in a car owned by Michael Jordan when Chase Elliott crashed as he and Reddick were battling for the win. Reddick, driving a Toyota for 2311 Racing, led only one lap, the one to the checkered flag for the team owned by the NBA Hall of Famer and three-time Daytona 500 winner Denny Hamlin. Jordan was the face of the December federal antitrust lawsuit that NASCAR settled on the ninth day of trial. The settlement changed the revenue sharing model in the United States' top motorsports series. I'm Gethin Coolbaugh.
Anthony Edwards won the Most Valuable Player Award while leading his Stars team past their fellow Americans on the Stripes team, 47-21, to win the final of the NBA All-Star Game. More details at srnnews.com.